This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. At a memorial service in the U.S. city of Phoenix, Arizona, former U.S. Vice President Joe Biden described his old friend, the late Senator John McCain, as a man who lived by an ageless code of honor, courage, and duty for his country.
John was a hero. His character, courage, honor, integrity. But I think the thing is understated the most is his optimism. That's what made John special. Made John a giant among all of us.
Grant Woods was McCain's former chief of staff in his Senate office.
In Arizona, he was our hero. I think you can see from this outpouring of support and love for John McCain that he was America's hero.
Senator McCain's funeral will be Saturday at Washington's National Cathedral. He'll be buried Sunday at the U.S. Naval Academy, where he graduated in 1958. Mr. McCain went on to fly combat missions in the Vietnam War. His plane was shot down there. He was captured, tortured for nearly 6 years as a prisoner of war. Rebel leader Riek Machar and leaders of the South Sudan Opposition Alliance have signed a final, revitalized peace deal. Regional leaders, the international community, and the people of South Sudan are hoping the agreement will finally end the war, which has killed tens of thousands of people, displaced more than 4 million South Sudanese from their homes, 2 million fleeing. Bloomberg is reporting that President Trump is prepared to quickly wrap up a trade war with China. Mr. Trump said he's ready to impose tariffs of $200 billion on Chinese imports. The president has credited his electoral success to his hard line on trade. This is VOA News.